All right, we are in session four, talking about the dad factor. And I love this session because while we've helped them uncover their past in other sessions, this one we actually give some really practical advice. The smart dad plan that you're going to share with us is really incredible. Mm-hmm. And I think this is where men start going, okay, this is really going to be helpful if I stick this out. They start getting those tips.
That's right. They start getting some manhood tips that they can taste a little bit and gets them excited. But the real dessert is coming in the following weeks. But this is beginning to turn the corner just a bit. And so what you want to know is that we're going to focus squarely on dad because of all the issues that men deal with universally. The biggest issue that men deal with is around their fathers. So we just want to tip our hat to dads in this session, both from there may be a wound with dad that still needs more addressing, but also to help the guys see that they either are or they will be a dad, and how are they going to keep from inflicting wounds on their kids. So we're just introducing this from both the past and the future with where they are now. So that's why this session is probably one of the more popular sessions. And by the way, if you've done what we've talked about the last three sessions, these guys are going to be with you. All of a sudden, you've won their trust. They're going to be sitting there saying, feed me. And now you're going to start talking about dad, which is kind of at the core of most men's emotional life. And then wanting to be a good dad, that's a yearning every young father has. So we're going to be talking about those things here in session four. So you want to be passionate at the beginning about that importance. And you get some setups right there in the point one about how to stress how important a father is around this one phrase that dad is destiny. So you're going to hammer that. And you'll notice after you talk about the importance of dad, there is that mirror icon again in your notes. And what you want to do is you're going to read a couple of questions on point D that you want to give the guys not just lip service to. You want to give them time to answer it. So when you get to point D and you say, guys, look, there's two questions there. What one or two words or phrases come to your mind when you look back and think about your dad? You just want to say, guys, I want you to answer that right now. First thing that comes to your mind, write it down and then sit and pause for just a second and look over the audience and watch the guys write something down. And then you're going to go to the next one and go, now you're turning to the future and say, what words do you want your children to say about you 20 years from now? And then say, guys, take a moment and write that down. By doing that, by pausing and letting them actually engage the material, you're helping them connect their feelings to their dads and what dad they want to be. That sets them up for the session. Then you're going to take some time after you've done that, and you're going to sample what we call the three types of dad. But in particular, if you'll notice in your notes, the smart dad plan, and you'll see it there. It's in color. And here's the coaching tip I would give you rather than trying to explain it. You want to watch Tim Lundy teach the smart dad plan. And then you want to become confident that you fully understand that plan and why it's laid out the way it is. And I would emphasize that you want to go through each point and explain it and then share samples of your life in regard to that smart dad plan. So for instance, if you've done a ceremony with one of your sons, share that ceremony. But you want to talk about how important sharing life is with your kids, having adventures with your kids, teaching them basic life skills. I would emphasize the manhood ceremonies there where you can say, you know, ceremonies is a lost art, and talk about if you've got sons, here's a way you can do ceremonies at critical points in their life, and even reference my book, Raising a Modern Day Knight, as kind of a textbook that they could go to, a very simple textbook, to do winning ceremonies with their sons, that every dad would be so glad, I've got a proactive thing to do with my boys. And then you want to end the smart dad plan by talking about the three things every kid needs to hear and talk about how Jesus even needed to hear that. And so emphasize that by saying, I love you, I'm proud of you, you're good at. So the point is, just know the plan so you can articulate it real clearly and succinctly during this talk. Then Tim uses a great illustration that if you watch the video, you'll see at the end of his talk about talking about a dad and his tools with his son. It's a great way to end. If you've got a better illustration, great, but that's one I would serve up to you. And then when you finish this session, exhort the men at the end to take seriously their weekly better man question. Remember, you talked about that in session one. You said every week there's a better man's question, and it's the same question every time. It's just an action point. What's an action point you could take from this session, and you're wanting them to write down what possible action step that is. But you may not have mentioned it in sessions two and three. Here, when you get to session four, just before you finish, say, guys, take this better man question seriously. Write it down, because you're going to draw on these questions, the answers to these questions that you're doing each week at the end to create your own better man plan at the end. So take it, emphasize it, tell them it's important that they do it, and then close out this session. But that's just a few coaching tips for making this session win.
Now, Robert, there will be a lot of single men that are attending, or men that do not have children yet, even though they're married. What's a great way to be mindful of that as we teach this session?
Right. Tim Lundy, by the way, does a great job with that. As he begins to move into the three types of dad, he tells the guys, some of you guys, you know, you're not married yet, or you don't have children, you're single. And then he pauses just for a second. He says something like this. He says, this session, I would say, is most important for you, because the number one comment we hear from men who have kids is they will come up and say, I wish I would have heard this years ago. So you're really, you single guys and you guys without children, you're really our target audience. So listen up and get coached up now, so you know that being a dad is such an important thing that you want to be prepared for. So this information is pre-preparation for being a father. And Tim does a great job setting that up. The same way when you get to a man and his woman, there'll be guys there who are going to be single. And it's the same thing. Guys come up who are married saying, I wish I'd have heard this years ago. All of this is getting you prepared to be a better man, both now and in the future.
So acknowledging the fact that you know what they're thinking, once again, just lets them know, you get me, you know who I am, you know what I'm going through, but you're also giving them a way to think about this session so that they don't think that you're trying to coach them right now as a father. But they always say, when's the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago.
That's right.
When's the next best time? Today.
That's right.
So that applies for the men that are in the room trying to figure out fatherhood.
That's right. And Tim does a great job just reminding guys that coming up having made mistakes and saying, I wish I'd have heard that, is the best reason to tell guys sitting in the audience who aren't there yet why this is important.
Great. Watch Tim's video and learn from it, and make your own notes. Think about your own life. Really get to know the smart dad plan so that you really kind of understand it inside out and have confidence around it. It is a really powerful tool that we are giving them here, and most of them will be able to put action to that as soon as they go out if they have children right now.
Right.
All right. Have fun doing that, and we pray that you have a great session number four.